This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Kurt Blades, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing for Successful Farming. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Joanna.
Talk about your research. I mean, this is a core component of what successful farming does.
You bet.
And every decision that you make in terms of content and how you present that contact is directly related to your research.
You bet.
So can you talk a little bit about, you know, that directive that you have?
Absolutely. And actually, it probably is even bigger than just within successful farming. As you know, successful farming is part of Meredith Corporation. And Meredith Corporation at its core is consumer insights, understanding what consumers want and making decisions making intelligent decisions based on what we know about consumers. It's no different at successful farming. We at the core of our business is what we call farmer insight, and knowing what makes farmers tick, knowing the little facts about farmers and how they consume different bits of information, knowing what their key points are of interest, what their pain points are. All of those things kind of drive every decision we make at Successful Farming, whether it is an editorial decision, whether it's the decision to launch a new media outlet, or a decision to revise a media outlet that we currently have, or it certainly goes that way as well as any of the content, any of the editorial content, any of the way we message to our farmers. Absolutely drives the insight, drives that. And honestly, it drives everything that we do with our advertising partners. We try to provide them with good, intelligent solutions and help them make better, more informed decisions with their advertising decisions. So that's absolutely at the core of what we do within Meredith, and it's absolutely at the core of what we are within Successful Farming.
Well, Kurt, before this interview, you actually shared with me some of your research, and I was shocked at some of the things that you've actually found from this proprietary research. And one of the things, there's a couple things that struck me. One on the consumer side was that consumers are actually quite concerned about food safety.
Food safety, yeah. One of the benefits of being connected with a company like Meredith Corporation, it's got such a heavy consumer presence, is that we have the ability to pull in with some really solid research about things that concern the larger consumer population. A lot of those things, you know, may not necessarily be relevant to the farm audience, and certainly those trying to market to the farm audience. However, knowing that there's just a groundswell of concern about, or many farmers feel like that there's an arrow on their back with the consuming public not being as pro-farmer as they used to be, or as much in favor of farmers as they used to be, we like to pay attention to where that trend is as well. And we just recently gained access to a study done by Roper. 26% of the food-consuming public in the United States is very concerned about the safety and quality of their food. And I think, as a farm kid, that concerns the heck out of me, because we know that our farmers are pretty passionate about whether food, being good stewards of the land, being good stewards of the crop, making sure that we're, always taking a little bit of pride in providing American consumers with the cleanest, safest, cheapest food supply in the world. Unfortunately, that image has been tarnished a little bit, and as you know, in communications, perception is reality. So what this consumer research tells us is that we as farmers got a lot of work to do. We've kind of known that, but now we're starting to validate that a little bit more. What we also do with that cool research like that cool consumer research, is we try to mimic all of that same consumer research and trend that stuff against what the farm population is. They say a lot around our shop is that farmers are people too. Mm-hmm. They're not just farmers. They're not animals. They're not institutions. They're people. And behind every farm, yes, it may be a big business, but it's people that are making those decisions, and they're in there for certain reasons. So what we like to make sure is that if consumers are acting a certain way, how do the farmers mimic or not mimic the way the general population is going? Where are they in terms of lagging or leading that path? And then also, if there are major differences, why are there deltas in the way consumers act versus the general population? And so our theory is that if there's a change, if there's a delta, if there's a difference between the way consumers act and the way farmers act, then obviously there's an information need, or there's an opportunity for Successful Farming to provide some good content, or for an advertiser to step in and provide a good solution. So that's the type of stuff that we like to do with our research.
Now, I want to reiterate one thing, and that is, as an advertiser working with Successful Farming, they have access to your research, correct? And you actually help work with them to make sure that their messaging is going to reach these farmers.
You bet. I mean, that's one of the things we, as I mentioned, I don't want to overstate that we invest heavily in research, but by golly, we invest pretty heavily in research because it's important to us. We do it for our own selfish reasons because we want to know more and make good decisions, but we also do make our research available to our advertisers, to our partners. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we'll get called first. Which is kind of appreciate that. You called first when you have a question. You know, it's sort of the can-do attitude that we have around our shop. And so we like to solve problems. We like to provide answers. So I spend a good chunk of my day, responding to either some of my team who has a particular burning question. It's like, hey, do you know the answer to this? How many farmers are on Facebook today? It's like, well, you know, here's how we can arrive at an answer that we feel good about. It's one thing to make up a number. It's one thing to just provide a poll. That's not what we do. So that's not insight. That's not research. What we try to do with everything that we do is make sure that we've got integrity behind it. We've got data integrity behind it. Or if we don't feel good about it, we'll tell you we don't feel good about it, and we're not publish it and just say here's where the data you can use as an indication, but it's not we don't think it's very stable. So that's what we kind of offer to all of our preferred advertising partners. Certainly an advantage of working with Successful Farming. But in addition, if we have, we have on multiple occasions, you have companies that are interested in sort of their own proprietary research. We do a lot of proprietary research on behalf of companies. And this is kind of on a for-fee-based service.
So in closing, let's give our listeners another fun fact that you've come up with from your research.
What I think is really interesting is the stuff that's a little bit more deep.
Yeah.
44% of the U.S. farmland is owned by absentee landowners. That's some information we pulled from another source. But it's that type of insight, when you think about that and really digest what that means to an individual farmer, how does that that leasing of the land or cash renting of the land, and knowing that trying to not just make a little bit of money on it, but also keep the landlord happy, you know, what can an advertiser do with fun facts like that, little bits of information like that? And I think that's when you really move from just trying to pimp a product to really solving a solution. And that's what builds customer loyalty, and that's what we like to do.
Well, great. Thanks, Kurt.
Thanks.